ice it real slow. Then we speed it up like oh. Baby, turn around like so. Now we got it just right. Something that we both like. Baby, we can go so high. Higher than you've ever been. Higher than you've ever been. Now we got it just right. Something that we both like. Baby, we can go so high.
So high, girl, gonna make her head touch the sky. It's so good, she look like she about.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel Blank today. Mike Liebeschock joining the show while Joel's on vacation. Barry Laminack here along with Nick Sciarra. I mentioned earlier that the Skeeters have opening day coming up soon, so you know what? Let's give away two tickets to the Skeeters. This Friday is opening day at Constellation Field. Win a pair of tickets to see the Sugarland Skeeters take on the Bridgeport Bluefish April 20th at Constellation Field. First pitch is at 7:05. It's affordable family fun. You can get tickets for like $8. Log on to SugarlandSkeeters.com to get tickets now, or you can win two tickets to the Skeeters versus Bluefish tickets right now. Be caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Caller number 10, 713-780-3776. Win two Skeeters tickets. Go!
Guess what?
What?
We're going to do caller number 10 and caller number 11.
Oh,
we're giving away
snap.
Two pairs.
Nice. Sweet. Look how giving we are.
713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. It's two. So caller number 10 and caller number 11.
Word.
I wonder how games from the NFL schedule just leak like a random game. Because I'm seeing reports that the Eagles will host the Raiders on Christmas Day. Which will
Eagles host bring, the Raiders.
Yeah, okay. Which will bring back, obviously, endless clips of Santa Claus getting pelted with snowballs.
Yes.
40-something years ago.
Yes.
You know.
Booing Santa.
Opportune. I don't think they threw batteries at him. I think they threw snowballs at
him. I think there were some batteries. They probably packed the battery in the snowball.
So that's...
If you were smart, that's what you'd
three
do.
Three and a half games that we know out of the entire
nice
2017 schedule.
I dig it. Yeah. Let's take this call. Marty. Marty, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, my man? How's it going?
How's it going, Marty?
What's up?
Oh, it's good, man. Calling from Beaumont, man. I heard old Barry talking about how them brothers don't like them horses. They don't ride horses.
No, I didn't say yeah. Brothers didn't like horses. I said you don't see a lot of black dudes riding a horse.
You ever heard of trail ride?
But that's one time a year. Now, answer me this, Marty. If we didn't have the rodeo, if there wasn't that trail ride, and I know that's a very popular thing, and that's probably the only time you see it, though.
You're right.
Okay.
Oh, hey, you're right. You're right.
I'm not saying there's not black cowboys. I watch bull riding. I know there are black cowboys. I'm just saying you don't see it a lot.
Do you watch bull riding?
I do, actually.
You don't see it a lot, but, man, look here. Then birds, you know what I'm saying? Birds. Hey, man, birds. Man, I got the bird jersey.
You a liar, Marty.
Too. You remember them Converse?
Yes, I do.
Oh, yeah. Bird and Magic and Doc were the first ones. Yeah.
Hey, do you remember them weapons?
The what?
The weapons,
yes. I remember because they had the purple and the yellow and the green and the white. And
you were magic.
Yeah, you were either Team Magic or Team Bird.
There was a red and blue Dr. J, too. There
was
the back of every comic book in the 80s were ads for those.
I'm talking about Bird and Magic. I'm talking about Bird. They had black Converse chucks.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the weapons.
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Marty, are you...
Don't remember that?
Marty, are you black? Are you African-American?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
And you have a Bird jersey. Don't lie to me, Marty. Don't lie. Just be honest.
Hold on. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't have a bird jersey. No, I don't.
Okay, but you're a fan of Bird. I get it. I totally get it. But
hey,
again.
But, you know, I got a homeboy. You know, I got homeboys who, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, I don't have no Brett Favre jersey either, but Brett Favre code, too.
I think.
But I got a homeboy. I mean, Bird was a baller.
He was.
Bird was a baller.
You know what? I'll even go this far, Marty. I didn't give Bird enough credit for how good he was. I knew he was good, right? I knew he was one of the greats. But you underestimate.
That white boy was cold, man.
Dude, you Andy Huggins, a friend of mine, sent me a link to a Larry Bird highlight video on YouTube. And I was just like, I forgot.
And that white boy was cold.
I forgot.
Like I heard some earlier. I heard some earlier where they said they'd rather have Bird in the last two, three minutes of the game versus, you know what I'm saying, LeBron. It was, hey, but you know, LeBron, you gotta go with LeBron, you know, the whole game. But
yeah,
as far as close out, shutting shit down, I mean, you know, just, hey, man, Bird, number one, damn near.
I appreciate the
good
call,
stuff,
Marty.
Marty. And I wish, if for no other reason than also, I think years later, we might have had a better debate of Len Bias versus Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
If Lenny never made it to the league, but he would have added years to Larry Bird's career.
Everybody is directing me all over on text. Everyone's saying
the Black Rodeo videos.
Yeah. Well, yeah. No, they're saying go to College Station. Tons of black guys on horses. Santa Fe, Lamarck, Alvin. It's normal to see black folks riding horses. Acres Homes, which I have seen that. I have gone through Acres Homes and seen that. But again, I think you guys are taking it too literally. It's rare. In fact, it's probably more rare to see a black dude in a Bird jersey than it is to see an African-American guy riding a horse.
But not a game-used Sean Bradley jersey.
No.
Or a Manute Bol jersey.
No.
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
They'd be the same length.
I do think it's funny, though. Marty sounded like he was going to, like, get, like...
Like he was going to be upset about it. Yeah,
you're wrong. And then I was like, okay. Other than the trail ride, he was like, no, you're right.
No, you're right.
And then I was like, okay, do you have a Bird jersey? No. No, I wouldn't do that.
I can't lie.
Okay.
I don't have a Bird jersey.
That's funny.
It's amazing having had Chucks in the 80s that was actual standard wear in the NBA at some point.
Right.
When you look at what they wear now, you basically had potato sacks wrapped around your ankles for the first 40 years of whatever.
Who was it that had like the super high? Was it Kobe's? They were damn near up to his knees. They were almost like hooker boots.
Like the Iron Sheik.
They were like, yeah. He had like hooker boots for shoes. And yeah, and then you look at people were wearing low top Chucks to play basketball in.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah, I was that idiot that would do that though.
That's like when you see dudes playing linebacker with a single bar face mask. Like what?
Even the high tops.
That's manly.
Even the high-top Chucks, it's not like you had a ton of support from those either. And when I was a kid, guys were playing in them with fat laces, so they weren't even tied. They had them laced enough that you had you had a pair of burgundy Chucks with neon green laces, which was just obscene to begin with.
Yeah.
And they weren't even tied. And they were hooping in them.
Hooping?
Hooping.
I like how you paused to the they were hooping in them.
Gal Media is proud to be the official sports media sponsor for the 2017 BPMS 150. I know. This Thursday's BPMS 150 packet pickup day. Everyone riding the event, stop by Memorial Park between 11 a.m. and 7 p.m. to pick up your participation packet. Make sure you stop in the ESPN tent and win some station swag, plus register to win tickets to Cirque du Soleil Curios. And now, Barry, you may do yours.
Oh, thank you, sir. I'm just going to do it next
time. Teamwork makes the dream work.
But man, I will do it now because I know for a fact there is somebody out there that has heard me do this and they are trying to sell their home and they're not picking up the phone and calling. And damn it, I'm telling you, you need to do it. Guys, if you need to sell your home and you need to do so quickly, call Gulf State Home Buyers. Stop listening and pick up the phone because they're going to tell you, fine, we'll buy it and we'll give you a cash offer. And maybe you're trying to sell your home and you need to do it fast, but you can't because you got back taxes or delinquent HOA dues or you're going through a divorce or bankruptcy or foreclosure. Maybe you lost your job and you haven't been able to get one, but you still need to sell that house. Call Gulf State Home Buyers at 281-717-6100 and let them help you. They make you a cash offer, handle all the paperwork, all the way through the close. I mean, from the beginning to the end, they're there for you. They have an entire team of professionals. They're going to take care of the process. So all you do is sit back, relax, and let it happen. 281-717-6100. They have attorneys, title companies, and all of that to show you a stress-free way to sell your home. Give them a call. Find out if you got title issues or you just need the quick closing to get out from under that house. That's what they're there for. It's Gulf State Home Buyers, 281-717-6100, or hit them up on the web, gulfstatehomebuyers.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse Energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's Joel Blank and Barry Limanac with Nick Sciarra.
No Joel in this house. He'll be back on Monday. Shock Barry and Nick with you. Until 4, and Barry, you are being inundated with suggestions and instructions, directions on
where you can find African-American men riding on horses. Well, apparently I've been sheltered, because outside of the trail ride, I have honestly only seen it a few times driving through Acres Homes to go to my wife's mom's house. That's it. That's the only time I've seen it. So I've been sheltered, but yes, tons of folks are telling me it's like an Alvin and Beaumont. And all right, well, then I stand corrected. But my next question, I guess, would be, all right, what about black dudes in bird jerseys? And then I asked Nick Collins on Twitter. I was like, okay, what's more rare, black dudes on a horse or white guys that can dance? And it sounded like white guys that can dance is definitely going to lose that battle.
Which would be a better Tumblr page?
White guys that can dance, for sure.
That would be a good bird jerseys.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, honestly, I would flip through that for hours. What?
Would you?
What is this?
What? Hey, you want to talk 420?
Okay.
It's weed day.
Yep.
And I always wondered where the 420 came from. Like, how did that become a thing?
Right.
And there's different stories that I found. So there was the legend of the California Penal Code, which is not a bad word, by the way.
You don't have to wash your hands.
I just want to point out it's okay for me to say penal code, all right? But some claim the number is drawn from the California criminal codes used to punish the users of marijuana, but the state's 420 code actually applies to obstructing entries on public land, so that's not it. The legend of the police radio code, they said that neither LAPD nor NYPD ever used 420. San Francisco had one, but that was for juvenile disturbance. Hmm. Not smoking weed. And then the legend of the Dylan song, which said, the one is a nod to Bob Dylan's song, Rainy Day Women, number 12 and 35, and everybody must get stoned. Multiply 12 by 35 and you get 420.
I thought if you multiplied those, then you got Golden State Blue a 3-1 lead.
That's the other one.
That's the other one.
Falcons up. Yeah. And then it says the legend of the Waldos, according to Chris Conrad, in Oakland, California, 420 started as a secret code among the high schoolers in the 70s. There was this group of the Waldos, that was what they called themselves. I love how when it's just white guys, it's just a group of folks, mm-hmm. right? Oh, it's just a group. But the Waldos would often meet at 420 to get high after school. And most of what I've read has come to a consensus that that's the origin of 420 is. At 420, they would meet after school and get high, and that's how it started in Oakland. So there you go.
I had a friend in college who tried to convince me it was a number of chemicals that were present
really?
In the leaf.
I've never heard that one.
Yeah, that might not be the best thing.
Yeah, I don't believe that's the case. And then so I started looking for creative ways to smoke weed. And I got to tell you, there's some of these are pretty creative. Someone smoked it out of an ice sculpture.
Where does huffing it out of a mask and having it posted right before the draft come in?
That's probably might be on this list. Someone used a pack of Starburst to smoke weed. So they put three Starburst in a row and I guess put something through that to create the hole and then put another Starburst on top at the end with a bigger hole in it where they put the weed and smoked weed through Starburst. That's pretty creative.
Catch the rainbow.
Somebody used pumpkins. They stacked four pumpkins on top of each other and smoked it. Someone smoked weed through a banana. I've never seen that. A chapstick pipe. Have you ever seen anyone smoke weed through
a chapstick pipe? Believe it or not, there's a website called StuffStonersLike.com.
Oh,
someone is
doesn't surprise
smoking
me.
It through an apple.
Yes. Now apple. I've known plenty of people to smoke weed through an apple. And you can use a Coke can, my friends tell me, where you just like push the base like towards the bottom, just push a dent in there, poke a few holes, put your weed on there, and use the part where you drink out of to do it.
Can you imagine if you did that with a beer can and then made beer can chicken?
It would be like an edible.
Oh my goodness.
Be like, only you only want to eat a leg.
I just gave someone an idea.
You only want to eat a leg. Here's someone smoking weed through a shell that you would find at the ocean. That's interesting.
Okay.
What else? Oh, here's a watermelon. Okay. Someone made a bong out of snow. And
I'm sure it seemed like a great idea.
It's a big bong too. Like you put your whole face in it.
Bruh.
Like that's bigger than a water fountain.
It keeps melting, man.
Yeah. Bro, I don't understand. Every time I light it, it melts, man.
Look at all this snow around here, man. There's so much of it.
What if this snow was gold, bro? We'd be rich. Yeah. So there are definitely, I'm sure our listeners have a few creative ways. And then I'm seeing a lot of people making things out of blunt wrappers.
Yes, I'm seeing that.
Like they've made a cross, which I think probably flies in the face of religion, to smoke weed out of a cross-shaped whatever. There's somebody made a gingerbread man. Like the symbol for Prince, and they're smoking out of that. Wow, people are very creative. I guess what this really tells me is stoners just don't have enough to do.
I see the repeated videos of people with the gas masks, and
yeah.
That is what kind of blows me away. I mean, if you're like just some 15-year-old kid, 16-year-old kid, and you're walking into, I don't know, an Army-Navy surplus store, I mean, who sells that stuff?
Yeah,
where
right?
Do you buy, I mean, mail order. You can get anything mail order.
Probably.
But I can't imagine going to those lengths to hook up a gas mask, strap it to your head. I mean, isn't it so much easier to just roll one?
Like, really? You know, I in high school, I had a friend. I would never claim to do this. I had a friend who would use Bible pages because they're so thin that he didn't have any rolling papers.
Mm-hmm.
And so he went and got, like, one of the blank pages at the beginning of the Bible and tore that out and made it basically the same shape as a regular rolling paper and rolled a joint and and I was like, bro, you definitely going to hell for this
one. You know, I've actually heard that the King James Version, that paper works better than, say, the NIV. The New American Catholic, not so much.
Not so much.
It's a coarser grain. It doesn't roll as
not
freely.
Not as thin. It's more thick.
But the, man.
Punishes your lungs.
Let me tell you.
What's the Gideon? Those are good.
One in hotels?
Those are good. High.
That's why, yeah, but those are so cheap.
Yeah. Well,
you get what
you
pay
what?
For.
It's like, yeah, you got your little skunk weed, you roll it up in a Gideon Bible paper, you're good to go.
That's why actually they start leaving them in hotel rooms.
For that reason.
It was a courtesy.
I gotcha.
It started in Haight-Ashbury, San Francisco, 1967. They started leaving Gideons, probably. And it was Jerry Garcia, Carlos Santana, and Grace Slick.
Ike doesn't believe me when I say I don't smoke. I don't. And in fact, I even mentioned that I might one day now that I don't have a job that drug tests. And my wife got super pissed.
Super pissed?
Super pissed. Man. So I was like, well, not doing that. Not going to do that. I don't think it's worth it. Although I have been told by countless comedians that it enhances the creative process of joke writing. I would much rather not have a pissed off wife. Like, oh, now you're just sleeping till 11 and getting high all day.
You're doing that anyway. That.
Well, I am
you're
still sleeping till 11.
Anyway.
But add getting high to that, and then it's way worse. So, no, it won't be me.
Probably eat a lot more.
I'm staying drug-free.
It struck me in college why every university, every campus in the United States doesn't have a Taco Bell on campus. We got one when I was at Towson, and it struck me that day. This is genius. Why would this not be here? Why would you have students have to drive off campus?
Yeah.
To get chalupas or Taco Bell Grandes or whatever, churros, Choco Tacos they had back in the day. You used to be able to get those
what
at Taco
is that?
Bell. It's a chocolate covered ice cream taco. Yeah, you can get them in Valero.
What?
Yeah.
Why have I never heard of this?
It's like they take, you know, they take a, if
a
you
cone
can,
and
you can imagine,
a taco
if
show?
You can imagine making a tortilla out of waffle cone material.
Okay.
And they fill it with vanilla ice cream. I think it was peanuts or chocolate chips or something. And then the whole thing's covered in chocolate. Valero has them. Stripes has them. You're a Stripes guy. So
I'm going to get a chub over here. God, that sounds good.
You got a minute going over there?
Choco Taco.
Yeah, man. It's, yeah, that struck me as why how every university in the United States doesn't have a Taco Bell. That's a friggin' $1 million moneymaker right there.
Easily.
They should, 24 hours.
They should franchise their own.
Yeah. They should deliver to the dorm rooms and make it safer for everybody.
Somebody said, who would outsmoke who between Willie Nelson, Snoop, and Cypress Hill? Well,
as a group?
Well, you got to pick one, I guess. But I'll tell you this. Snoop, actually, I saw an interview where they were talking to him about smoking weed. And they asked, has anyone ever, like, outdone you, one-upped you smoking weed? And Snoop said, I've never met anyone that could smoke more weed than me until I sat down with Willie Nelson. And I don't know if they were playing cards or dominoes, but he was like, I could not keep up with Willie Nelson. He was smoking like two joints to my one. Or something. It was insane. I'm like, bro, that's how you know Willie Nelson is a man's
man. But isn't
it
like a lifetime drinker? It takes them more, you know, to catch a buzz than it did before. The tolerance is higher. Don't you think Willie probably has to smoke more?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He's probably got better
stuff than all of us, though.
I guarantee you he gets.
He probably grows his own. Let's be real.
Yeah, he's got Ric Flair level marijuana growing out there.
Somebody said, Barry, just stick to crack. Go for quantity over quality.
Thecannabis.com lists Barack Obama as the number one influential marijuana consumer. I wasn't aware of that.
Dr. Dre has a good point. Hey, Barry, it's not like you're getting laid. Just smoke it and let her be pissed. That's true, Dr. Dre.
It's the worst thing that could happen. Oh, she's going to hold out on you.
You know what? It's going to be another 10 years. Okay.
Whoa.
It's a joke.
Let it out.
It's a joke, Shock. It's only been 8.
Let's take a quick break. It's the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Please stand by.
Here's a little ditty about that John Deere mower deck that mows faster, better. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. If you just mow fast but your yard looks bad, then you got a lot of ugly grass. You need a John Deere to take care of your yard. You need a Z-Track Z345R. It's not how fast you mow, my friends, it's how well you mow fast. The XL deck's got more capacity for yards like yours that get to grassity. Want to mow well in a higher gear? See a John Deere dealer, nothing runs like a deer.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
There you go. Welcome and welcome back. Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Joel Blank out for the week. He will be back on Monday. Jerome Solomon will be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Let you know the fate of your standing.
Yeah, if you weren't listening yesterday, I had my black card pulled because I said Serena. What did I say? She was a
Serena
7.5 or 8.
You called her a 6.
No, you're a liar.
You called her a 6, I heard.
I said a 7.5 or an 8, and then I said she had too much ass for me, that I couldn't handle it. That it would make me nervous.
You called Lala a 4.
Yes.
I gave her a 6. And then you called Serena a
7.5 or an 8.
Yeah.
And said she had way too much ass for me. And Jerome and several other of our African-American.
I think she intimidates you.
She does.
Really?
Oh, yes. But, Jerome and several other of our African-American listeners pulled my black card.
As a group. They had a meeting.
Yeah. Right. Quick little, I think it was just a text call, just a text meeting, and the vote was unanimous, and it got pulled, so there you go.
On Twitter, Gabriel says, I wish there was a Taco Bell instead of an Einstein Brothers at Texas Southern.
Yeah, who cares about bagels? No one gives a damn about bagels.
You know, those bagels are good,
dude,
man.
You know what would be popping right now?
Einstein?
Spinach Florentine would be so awesome.
Those bagels. Now, I love those bagels.
To be fair,
whatever.
They do have a bagel topper called the Herbivore, and they do have a hash something.
What?
So, yeah, there's something on their menu. Cheesy hash brown bagel.
And just so, we're not going to beat a dead horse, but just another text coming through. Lala's definitely a 4. Oh. Serena, 6.
10.
See? I know you said you
10.
You it's like you didn't even know me.
I didn't. I'm like, this can't be him.
I'm sorry. I know. All right. You want
to
do?
I think I'm gonna have to go back to only Sundays now. I think I can hang out with you during the week and
listen to this shenanigans.
That was close.
Let's go to the phones. No. Carlos, what's up?
What's up, man?
Hey, bud.
How y'all doing?
What's up, Carlos?
Hey, Barry, you need to smoke some today, man.
Bro, I wish I could. I would. My wife would kick me out of the house if I went home high.
Hey, I know where you could get one of those gas masks, man. You don't got to do all the engineering for it.
Where?
Any smoke shop, man. They got them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Carlos.
About a billion of them here in Houston.
Carlos, how does that work? They have a smoke shop. Weed is illegal. But is it not illegal to sell the paraphernalia to smoke weed in? Is that the rule? Is that how they skirt the issue?
That's correct.
I think it's legal. It's crazy. It's legal to sell it, but if you get caught with it, then you're busted. They bust you.
So it's legal to sell a gas mask to get high in, but if you buy it, it's illegal to own it.
Yeah, well, I mean, I guess it's
like fireworks.
To get caught with it.
I don't know, man, because one time at work, we had a kid pulled over in our parking lot, and thanks for the call, by the way, Carlos.
Yeah, I appreciate the call, Carlos.
They were searching the kid. I guess they smelled it, and the cop could smell weed in the car. And they, you know, they inspected his car. They took everything they could out of it. And what's funny about it is that he had like 6 glass bongs in the car.
Damn.
And the cop put them all on the roof. And so we're sitting, the kid's embarrassed. They make him stand like 30 feet from the car by himself.
Yeah.
And someone, one of my, had to be a busser or a host, because those were the stoners that worked for me back then. They're like, it's not illegal to have the paraphernalia. It's not illegal to have the mechanism.
Really?
It's illegal to have the substance.
So Nestor is saying that what they say is it's for tobacco.
Yes.
And it's not illegal.
As long as it's clean. Like, I think if they can't pull residue off it.
Yeah, so if you just had like a one-hitter or something like that, but there was no weed or weed residue in it, that's not illegal. You could buy the mask to smoke your tobacco. Like, who the hell is buying a mask to smoke some tobacco?
But that's how they get rid of it. That's how they get away with it.
How do you smoke your weed, Nick?
Using a mask.
How do you get high?
A massive mask.
A mask?
And then I vine it. I put it out on Twitter.
Do you?
Hot dog bun.
Yeah.
Hot dog bun?
Absolutely.
No, do you edibles? Do you do edibles, Nick?
I wish.
You wish? You're going to sit on this show and lie to my face that you don't get high.
I really don't. You asked edibles. You asked for edibles.
Right. Okay. So how do you?
No one's listening.
Yeah.
It's okay.
It's all right. If you were to get high, not that you would, because I know you would never do that, how would you do it? Bong, just rolling a joint, a spliff, how would you, a pipe?
I'm not good with these. I feel like no matter how I say it, it's going to come off as...
It's a hypothetical. If you were to get high, how would you do it?
Kansas City pocket watch?
That's a sex move, Shock.
It's also a way to smoke weed.
No, it's...
I'm pretty sure.
How would you do it if you were, Nick?
There's like probably a bong or one of the more like...
And what would your bong look like if you had one?
It'd be massive.
A coffee can.
It'd be massive.
It'd be like 3 feet tall.
You'd have to stand on the couch to put your mouth on the opening, right?
And I've have never a buddy, seen bongs that
And
that
have,
tall.
A buddy, have a buddy on the floor lighting it for you and putting his finger over the hole.
A cannon.
Like, the come and take me cannon from Gonzalez. Bro, that would be the best high ever. You get the come and take me cannon where the fuse goes. You put just a little bitty thing of weed, put some rubber around the opening, and just stick your face in there.
It's amazing how far we've come as a society, because I can remember when Revenge of the Nerds came out and they pulled out the super joint.
Yeah,
people's minds were blown.
You think
over
that?
a joint that was like a foot long.
Go get high and then come and take it, cannon. That's the new challenge for all of our pothead listeners out there.
There's a new flag.
Oh,
yes. Smoke coming out of
come
it.
Come and smoke it.
All right, hey, let's go back to the HRP phone lines. Who's first?
Looks like Sam has been there.
Sam,
a little
the man. Happy 420. What's up?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, bud.
Hey, I was just listening to that other caller when y'all were talking about is it legal or not to sell the pieces in the smoke shop.
Yeah, that was Carlos. He was high as hell, too. Could you tell?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's like when you go into there, like, yes, everybody knows why you're buying the piece, but it's like you never say the term like weed. You would never talk about weed inside the smoke shop. Like, it's assumed that you're buying this to smoke tobacco out of all these products is what I think, at least. Like, because anytime I've been in there, it's very hush-hush. So you would never mention weed. Like, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's pretty much understood.
It's like you don't mention the happy ending when you go to the massage parlor. You're just there for a back rub.
The first
exactly,
rule.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just put the five in your waistband and like,
good stuff, Sam. Thanks for the call. Sam, now the calls are coming in.
Sam, I had no idea you were supposed to put a five in your waistband.
I love this voice. It's just, you know,
hilarious.
Assumed we don't talk about it.
Right?
The first rule of the head shop.
Don't mention weed.
No one talks about
that. Don't say the W word.
Javi. What's up, man? Welcome to The Usual Suspects. Happy 420.
Yo, how's it going, guys? Thank you for having me on.
Our pleasure. What's up?
I was just going to get in on the discussion with you guys. Another smoke shop rule that's really crazy is you can't say the B word. You can't say bomb. You got to call them water pipes and things. There's a lot of technicalities and everything. It's pretty wild, but...
Now, when you join the weed smoking society, they give you a manual to know all this? Because my dumbass will be like, hey, you guys sell bongs that I can get high out of? They'd be like, bro, get out of here.
I'm sure that happens every day.
A lot of times you'll go in there and they have signs that'll be like, don't say, it's like water pipes. It'll straight up say water pipes or anything. But if they get kind of sketched out, they're like, maybe you might be police or something like that. But there's some laws and everything against that and all. But
it's like playing no playing Stairway to Heaven at Guitar Center, right?
More time, sir?
Nothing. You're right.
That's funny. And I guarantee you it's always a guy like my age, like a goofy-ass old white guy that walks in and be like, you know what?
I'm looking to consume some marijuana. And I was wondering.
It happens sometimes, you know, just people from different all walks of life like to just try and experience a lot of times. Like a lot of people retire and won't have just the risk of losing their job or whatever
yeah.
from drug tests. But it's just everyone's kind of curious, you know, like if you have anxiety disorders or depression or even people with seizures and things like that. It's medicinally proven to really help you out a whole lot. Like
Javier,
their own, you know.
Yeah, yep. Javier, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you've never gotten high. He had way too many facts. That was a very fact-based conversation from Javier.
Let's
about
take
weed.
One final break. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
They pay me. Boy, I'm a vet and you still a trainee. Ballin' daily with my green lady. She asked what have a...
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. One final segment before we kick it over to the Blitz. Fred and AJ coming to you live from Constellation Field, buddy, and they would love nothing more than for you guys to woo at them.
Yes.
If you see them, they normally line up on the concourse just to the right of the front gate.
Go sit as close to them as possible.
In the face.
And woo the whole time. I wish, Davinsky gets the save.
And throughout the game.
Yeah. Yeah, and throughout the game. Sorry, but I was watching the Astros. Davinsky goes in and gets a two and a third inning save. Gave up a home run to Trout. I wanted to say Tim Salmon for some reason. Gave up a home run.
Catfish Hunter.
Yeah, gave him a home run to Trout in the ninth, but Astros win 2-1.
Boom. No, they did shakalaka. Win. Like you were asking, they won 2-1?
No, they did. Lamont's giving me hell on Twitter. He was like, bro, no one says spliff anymore. It's like saying craps table. You just say craps. Like what?
Craps table.
So what? I can't call it a doobie anymore. Hey man, you guys want to smoke a doobie?
It's like toilet bowl.
Yeah.
You don't need to say the whole thing.
Hey, anybody want to go down and huff some marijuana?
Last person to say spliff might have been Peter Tosh, like 25 years ago.
What?
It was a Bob Marley cohort.
Spliff
reggae artist.
I guess it's just because I listen to old school hip hop still, and that's what I grew up on. We called them spliffs. Like Redman and Method Man.
Yeah.
Always talked about spliffs.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
El Jefe is showing me bongs made out of Air Jordan shoes. A mask. It's a mask made out of Air Jordan shoes. I think we might be taking this a little far, kids.
I believe I get high.
I believe I am high. Yeah. Good times.
Sky.
Way too many texts to read now. 420 is a definite positive subject. Oh, my bad. Miguel Rivera is the one telling me that I shouldn't have said spliff.
How dare you promote the inhalation of the devil's lettuce?
Yes.
I got to say, I think I haven't heard that in a long time.
The devil's lettuce?
The devil's lettuce.
Maybe
you should ask for that, Barry, when you go into the head shop
and
you don't know how to talk or whatever.
Excuse me, fellas. Would you happen to have an apparatus that I could inhale some devil's lettuce out of?
Where is your produce department? I'm looking for some devil's lettuce.
It's like deviled eggs, only better.
They have THC-infused gummy bears in Colorado. Nothing would shock me from a food perspective on the way people can intermingle what they eat with narcotics or drugs.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, I'm all, you know, do what you do. Be creative.
Yeah.
Have fun with it. But, yeah, I wouldn't be shocked by anything anymore.
Here's how little I know about weed. And this is, people are going to be like, oh, my God, Barry. But I never bothered to look into it. I may have partaked a couple of times in high school. Once, Mom, it was one time. It was an experiment. You, all right? I learned it by watching you. But I never understood what part of the plant they use. Is it in the middle? Is it the bud that they use and break up, or do they crush the leaves up and smoke those?
The bud, not the leaves.
Okay, I wouldn't know that,
but my friend told me. I just texted.
See,
him
I would have never have known that because I don't manufacture marijuana, so I wouldn't know.
Manufacture.
But I've always seen the plant, and I wondered, you know, if I just plucked the leaf off and you know, chewed on it like an old ancient herbal medicine, would that work? Apparently not.
Wow, check this out. Uh-oh. This just in from I guess it looks like a public radio station that posted this. Massachusetts today dropped 21,587 convictions, drug convictions that were all linked to a pharmacist who faked his results. So you have almost 22,000 people that are up on charges for something and they were nabbed for something that wasn't even legitimately a drug. Or the tests were fake.
That's jacked up.
Well, you're starting to see a trend of these like independent, like, because a lot of these jails are privately owned, and they're giving kickbacks for people, like for convictions, basically. Because when they have an inmate, they make money. So there was doctors, there was like judges, like people, like in the court systems that were like telling people that they, you know, they had dirty urine or they had possession of something they really didn't have, and they would go do jail time because the jail would give them a kickback.
And then you go ahead and celebrate your acquittal
by getting
going out and burning one down.
Yeah, by getting high.
Yeah, hey, this just in from Dr. Dre on 290. He has heard they're having the Ric Flair Woo Championships at Constellation Field tonight. Fred and AJ are
and
there.
You know what? If you don't get to go out there, then you should definitely, because they're not going to take calls, but I encourage you to call them tomorrow.
Text them in.
And just woo. Just woo them tomorrow on the phone. I think all of our listeners should call the Blitz tomorrow when they take calls and just woo them. Just start the call. Hey, sports guys, what's up? Listen, I just woo and then hang up and then just go. And let's see how many calls they take that way. I think that would be fun. I would like to see AJ get red-faced over that. He would be irate.
He would.
He totally would.
This has been cool.
What has?
Getting the weekday reps with you guys.
Yes, it's tons of fun.
Thanks for entertaining me. Let me be a guest here in your studio. This has been fun.
You're such a weirdo.
What are we going to talk about Sunday? Let's preview.
I don't know. Sunday
to the number one ranked sports station on Sunday mornings from 9.
What is that? Is that 423?
Yeah, 423, yes.
That's crack day. So we got to come up with all the different ways to inject crack into your veins.
To be fair, it's synthetic crack day.
Whatever.
Is that an area code for anywhere?
What? 423?
East Tennessee.
All right. My bad. It's meth day.
Yeah, really.
It's meth and no teeth day in Eastern Tennessee.
What's the area code for 420?
I don't know.
Is that an actual area code? If it turns out to be San Francisco, I'm going to laugh. I wouldn't know. There isn't one.
Well, there you go.
What are the odds?
Thank you for that riveting final fact.
Unassigned zip code.
Oh, you know, if if there was a town in Denver that was smart.
Wonder how many people over the course of today will look that up for the first time, or maybe the third time, because they forgot the first two.
They forgot.
Hey man, what if there was a city that had 420?
I would totally move there, man, just so I could be like, yo, I gotta call 420.
420. All right, Fred and AJ live at Constellation Field. The Skeeters kicking off defense of their championship. Good luck to those guys. This has been The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5. Make it a great one.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.